American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. Both presidential candidates are campaigning in Texas as millions of Americans are casting their ballots in early voting. Mark Meredith has the latest on the Trump campaign from Traverse City, Michigan.
Former President Trump is all over the airwaves, television, radio, and the internet. While he's down in Texas, he's going to sit down for an interview with Joe Rogan, the Spotify podcast host. It could be an interview for Trump which reaches millions of people, specifically young male voters. Vice President Harris turned down an opportunity to speak with Rogan for this same podcast. Overnight, Trump was in Las Vegas for a massive rally, telling thousands of his supporters he feels more confident now than ever before about his chances in the election.
Border security and illegal immigration are one of the top issues for voters in swing states like Arizona, where Republican Kerry Lake is running against Democratic Congressman Ruben Gallego for outgoing independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema's seat.
He just lies. I mean, he comes right out and now he's trying to say he's for the border wall when he called it the dumb, stupid border wall and said he would never, ever, ever build it. And he has voted to have open borders every step of the way.
Hillary Clinton just can't get over her loss to Donald Trump in 2016, still bringing it up when asked about this election.
What do you think Vice President Harris needs to do, in your view, to avoid a repeat?
Well, first of all, I don't think she has Jim Comey in the wings waiting to kneecap her, so that's good, and I'm very grateful for that. But I think she is doing what she needs to do.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha says, for Hillary, it never seems to end.
Hillary Clinton blamed a few people and things in 2016 when she lost. And now she's on this 8-year public health therapy tour that never seems to end. Let me list the things that she named as far as why she lost in 2016. Russia, the DNC, her campaign staff, sexism, Matt Lauer, and the media in general, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Jill Stein, gullible voters, uninformed voters, self-hating women, campaign finance laws, the Electoral College, Anthony Weiner, and Carlos Danger, who may be the same person. The point is, everybody but herself. She didn't campaign in Wisconsin. That's why you lost, Hillary.
An immigration attorney believes the Attorney General of Louisiana is making the right move in suing the Biden-Harris administration for allowing an illegal alien with a highly infectious disease to enter the U.S. Chad Groening has more.
Louisiana Attorney General Liz Murrill filed an emergency lawsuit against several administration officials after an illegal alien from China brought a rare form of tuberculosis into the U.S. The lawsuit seeks to prevent federal immigration officials from releasing potentially infected detainees that came in contact with the Chinese national while she was in the custody of Immigration and Customs Enforcement. They say she has a rare, aggressive, and drug-resistant form of tuberculosis, which carries high mortality rates. Art Arthur is a resident fellow in law and policy at the Center for Immigration Studies.
According to A.G. Murrill's lawsuit, this individual had a highly contagious and highly deadly form of tuberculosis, which, if it gets out into the general population, is going to have huge impacts on the American people. And this case is sort of indicative of everything that's gone wrong under the Biden-Harris administration.
Arthur says while tuberculosis can be treated, it is still deadly.
And many people may have been infected without even knowing it, won't know it until the first symptoms arise, and then doctors will puzzle around for a bit before they determine what exactly the issue is. So I think that Attorney General Murrill is on particularly strong ground here. We don't want those individuals to be released into the community, and we certainly don't want them to be released until they've been quarantined and until they've tested negative for tuberculosis.
I'm Chad Groening.
And splashdown.
Four astronauts on a mission dubbed Crew 8 have returned to Earth from the International Space Station almost 8 months after they left. This crew doesn't include the two Starliner astronauts, Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams, who have been stuck for 8 months. They'll return in February.
And Endeavour, we see the same. On behalf of SpaceX, welcome home.
More news online at AFN.net. I'm Rusty Pugh.